Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Simen Shin Ches. We are up to Siv Chav Zayin, the second to last line on page 216. The Mechaber says in Siv Chav Zayin, Atzamos Sheru'uyin LaKlovin, a person has bones that are fit for a dog, Uklipin Sheru'uyin L'machav Behem, or he has shells that are fit to give to animals to eat, Upeirurim She'ein Behem Kezayis, or he has crumbs that don't add up to a kezayis. So all these things are fit for animals, and therefore mutter lahavira mi'al ha'shulchan, you are allowed to clear them off the table with your hand. Aval im ein ha'klipim ru'uyim l'macha v'hema osul ataltalam. However, if you have shells that are not fit for animals to eat, so then they are muktzah, they cannot be moved. Elo minar es ha'tavlo v'hem noflim. So rather what you will do is, you will lean over the tray that they are on, and the shells will fall off on their own. V'im yesh pas al ha'shulchan, but if there's bread also on the table, meaning on that tray, mutter lahagbia hatavlo uletaltalo im aklipim she'enu malcha behema. So if you have the shells on the tavla, and you have bread there as well, you don't need to only lean it over and knock off the shells, you can actually lift it up, and you can carry it with the shells on it, even though they are not edible for animals. Shehim b'telem agav apas, because in that case, the shells are considered nullified to the bread that is on the tavla. V'im hayot tzoruch l'mekom ha'shulchan, if you can't just tip it over and knock the shells onto the floor, because you need the makom under the table, you need the place by the floor, so afilu ein aleha elo dvarim she'ena ru'unyon l'machal behema, then even if you have on the tavla only things that are not fit for animals, you have the shells that are inedible for animals, mutter lahagbiya ulataltalo, you would be allowed to lift it up and to move it. To summarize, if you have shells or you have bones or you have crumbs that are fit for animals, they're not muktzah, you can move them. If you have any of these items, the shells or the bones that are not fit for animals, so then they're muktzah. So what you can do is you can knock them onto the floor. If you can't knock them onto the floor because you need the area on the floor, then you're allowed to lift up the tray that has the shells and move it somewhere else. If you have the shells together with bread, so then we said these shells are bottled to the bread and you're allowed to lift it up mitchila and move it to a different place. So now we begin the Mishnah Brura in Sivkoton Kuf Yud. You have atzamos, we said you have bones. Afilu im nisparku min habasar b'shabbos. Even if the meat and the bones got separated on Shabbos, d'imibo'od yom lo haya muchan laklovim. Now when Shabbos started, these bones were not fit for dogs. Afilu hachi shari. Even so, it's going to be mutter. V'kol shekein im nisparku mibo'od yom. Certainly, if the meat was taken off the bone before Shabbos, and when Shabbos came in, the bone was fit for the dogs, so certainly that case would be okay. Kuf Yud Aleph Uperurim Hainu Shemipnei Katnusam Stama Odin Lak Rak Lamachal Behem of Ophos. If the crumbs are there and they're so small, so they're all made only for animals and birds to eat, that makes them not muktzah as well. Sifkot on Kuf Yud Beis, we said they don't consist of a kezayis. Ayin la'el simin kuf pei sifdalet ubamashe kasadnu sham. If you look at note 117, he reminds us, there the Shulchan Aruch says, sha'afal pisha mutter la'abe pirurim she'en ba'em kezayis. Even though you are allowed to destroy crumbs that are less than a kezayis, mikomokom kosha hadover la'anius. Just throwing crumbs and wasting them, that is something that causes poverty. Because of the Mishabura Sham Shekol Zekish Dorsim Aleim. The Mishabura said over there, that's only if you're trampling over the crumbs. Aval Zarkam Lamayim Mutter, but to throw them to water, that will be mutter. Vosefini Azan Shem Yesh Peirurim Rabin, if there are a lot of crumbs. Shebit Seirufam Yachad Yeshir Kazayas, that if you join them all together, there would be more than a Kazayas. Yesha Machmirim Shalola Avdam Akbof and Zether, those who are Makbid, not to waste them, not even by putting them to the water, even though it's not a derech bizayim. Continues the Mishnah Brura on page Kuf Tes, we're on Sivkaton Kuf Yud Gimel. So we said, after we said the case of the bones that are fit for dogs, the shells that are fit for Malcha Behema, or the crumbs less than a kezayis, which are not muktzah, we said if the klipim are not ru'uyin l'malcha behema, if the shells are not fit for animals, then they're muktzah. Kigon klipe egozim ubeitzim v'chol kiagavna. For example, the shells of nuts or eggs or things similar are not fit for animals, so those are muktzah. Sivkaton kuf yidalet again. They're not ru'uy and lamachal behema. V'hu adin ba'atzomo shehem koshim. The same thing would be true if it's bones that are very hard. She'enam ru'uy mafilu l'klovim. So again, we said before, the shells and the bones that are fit for animals. So the same thing over here. Although the Mechaber only says, if the shells are not fit for the animals, the same thing is, if the bones are very hard, they're not fit for dogs. Beinim nisparku b'shabbos o mibodyom. Whether the mika taken off the bones before Shabbos or on Shabbos. Aval kolzehu dafke in nisparku l'gamri. But this whole discussion of bones being mukta is only if all the meat from the bones was taken off. Lafuke, to exclude a case, im nishtayir miktas basar al atzamos. If there is even a little bit of meat that is left on the bones, mutr l'taltel osam agava basar, then you are allowed to move the bones for sure, because of the meat that's there, the bones for sure do not become mukta. Sivkaton kuf tesvov, minara zatavu, we said if all you have on the tray is the shells or the bones that are not fit for animals, it's mukta, you have to shake off the bones or shells from the board. Hudaf hamunach al shulchan, this tavla is some kind of board or some kind of tray that's on the table. Kedei losim olav halechem, it's a place that you put the bread on. V'hu adin mapa prusa, the same thing would be if you didn't have a tray but you had some kind of tablecloth that was spread out. V'tama heter hu, the reason for this heter is, kevan delo metaltelo biyadayim, since you're not touching the muksa with your hands, you're just knocking it off from shaking off the tablecloth or the tray, that's mutter. V'hu adin im ma'avirim ayidei davaracher, the same thing is true if you want to get rid of your pistachio nut shells, you don't want to knock them onto the floor, so you could do it ayidei davaracher. Kegon, for example, shum megarer osam ayidei sakim min amapa, that you wipe it off using a knife, you scrape it off from the tablecloth. The mutter, that is also permissible. Imu tzarech lehishtamish b'mokom shemunach sham ha'atzamos v'aklipin. If you need a place where the bones or the shells are, you can take a knife and knock them from that place. The zen nikri tiltol min atzad, that is called moving muktzah with something else. Tiltol min atzad, that we'll get to more later. Vishari imu lutzarech dovra mutter. Tiltol min atzad, moving mukta through another item is mutter if you're doing it l'tzar davra mutter, meaning you're not doing it because you want the mukta somewhere else, you want the place, so you're doing l'tzar the place, l'tzar davra mutter, so then tiltum and atzad is mutter, in that case you can scrape away the bones or the shells with your knife. Like we'll see more details of in Simen Shin Yud Aleph Sivches. V'im niskapsu harbe yachad, if you have a lot of shells or a lot of peels that are there together, umos olav lahanichom kacha l'shulchan, and it's disgusting to leave the shells or the bones left there in a pile on the table, mutter lahaviram biyadayim, then you can actually remove them with your hands. Da'havu lei l'didei kegraf shel ri'i, that would be considered a graf shel ri'i, which officially is some kind of kli that holds the excrement, something that's disgusting. We'll see more about this tomorrow night, that is allowed to be moved if it disgusts you, and therefore too many shells or too many bones on a pile in front of you would be mutter. Kein mashma b'gemara ayin sham. If you look at note 121, he writes, mashma midvar of the mashmos of this mishabur is that sha'af kesheyochol ligro es agraf shel ri'i ayidei sakim, even though you can't scrape away these bones with your knife, ein sarach lasos kein. The mashmos of the mishabur is, if you're disgusted by it, even though you can knock it away with the knife, you're not required to. Elo rashai letaltelo biyodah, but rather you're allowed to move it with your hands. V'chein mashma b'yarlocha l'kamon, v'chein mavur b'tehila l'david, v'chein kosev agonu shozan arbach. Me'idach, on the other hand, Rav Moshe Feinstein writes, Sheyesh l'tatlo b'sakim v'lo b'yodav. If you are able to move away this graf shel ri'i of bones or shells with something else, so it's better to do that than to move it with your hand. But he agrees also, if you can, avada, you can use your hands, that's considered a graf shel ri'i. Sivkoton kufta zayin v'myesh pas. We said, if on the tavla was only the muktza, then you have to be menayer. But if you have on the tavla the muktza and you also have bread, so then the bread becomes the ikur and you're allowed to pick it up and you're allowed to move it. The efsher shafilu lechatchilu mutter laniach pas. It's possible that even lechatchilu you can place bread over there on Shabbos kedei lahagbiyah hatavla, in order to lift up the tray im kosha leaniur. If it's hard for you to shake it off, you can put bread on it in order to be carrying it away. I am the Magen Avraham or Prima Gadim. However, look at the Magen Avraham and the Prima Gadim. Says the Mechaber Vayta Sivchav Ches, Chavile Eitzim Vekash. You have bundles of wood or straw, Shehiskina Lamacha Behema, that were set up for feeding to the animals, afiluhim gedolim harbi, even if they are very large, mutilotaltalim. Again, anything that's fit for animals to eat on Shabbos, that is considered not mukta. So bundles of wood and straw that were set up for Malchal Behema, no matter how big they are not mukta. Says the Mishabura Sivkatan Kufya Zayin, Chavili Eitzim, Hainu Shem Rakim. We're obviously talking about pieces of wood that are soft. The chazul, the malchal behema, that they're fit for animals to eat. Sekoton kuf yud ches. What does it mean? Sheskinim. They were set up that way. Hainu shehizminim. You designated them for malchal behema. Ava below hazmana, but without this designation, afiluhim chavilos ketanos. Even if they are small bundles, asr l'taltalim, it would be asr to move them. The time of the reason is the summon omdim lahasaka. If not stated otherwise, we assume that they are omed for firewood. Ulakach, and therefore, even though they are edible for animals, but you didn't designate it as such, we assume it's for fire, and therefore it's aser. Kosav Magen Avraham, kashalanu, our straw, stoma omeid l'shchiva, mistoma, we assume it's going to be used for lying on, olumacha behema, or to be fed to animals, and therefore, Zakta Magen Avraham, our straw nowadays would not be mukzah. However, I am Tosef Shabbos, the Zet Toy, the Minagam Makomos, the Sefer Shabbos says it depends on the Minagam Makom. Ulefiza, according to this, Makomos, Shechavile Tevin, Stam and Omen Labinian, Ulechasos Agagos, in a place where a stam bundle of straw is omed for building to cover up roofs, Sehem Muksa Vitzarach Hazmana, then they are Mistama Muksa, unless you designate them for Malcha Behema. Says the Machaber Vaitis Chavtes, Kol Shehu Roi Lamacha Chayav Ofa Mitsuyim. Anything that is fit for animals or birds that are found in your area, so metaltalin also, you're allowed to move it, it's not mukza. Vim eno roi elo lamacha chaya v'ov she'eno mitzuyim. However, if these items are only fit for animals that are not found in your area, so it depends. Im yesh lo me oso min chaya ov mutter l'taltel. If you happen to have that animal, it's not normally found in your area, but you have the animal, so for you it's not muksa. The imlav, but if you don't have that animal, and it's not normally found in your area, then it is asr. Says the Ramo Lefiza, according to this, mutil atatal atzomosh in esparku min abasr mi er shabbos im ruyim la klovim da klovim etzuyim. Zokta Ramo, Ramo lives somewhere like Waterbury, where there are a lot of dogs. So since klovim are mitzuyim, so you would be allowed to move bones that were removed from the basa from Erev Shabbos, because they're fit for animals, so therefore, if they're fit for dogs, and dogs are commonly found in his area, so they're mutter. So again, to summarize, the Mechaber said, if you have things that are fit to feed animals, and those animals are found in your location, not mukta. You have food that is fit for animals that are not from your location, so then if you happen to have that animal, it's mutter to move. If you don't have that animal, it's usr to move. The Ramo just gives an example and says, according to that, if we have dogs found in our area, and you have bones that were separated from the basa from before Shabbos, and they're fit for dogs, so then obviously, following what the Mechaber says, those bones are not mukza. Says the Mishaburis, if katan kuf yutes she'ena mitzuyim, so he said, if the things that you have are only fit for food for animals that are not found, Eitzo rov b'nei adam. These animals are not found by most people. Umada ashirim megadlim oso amin b'bateyem lonel shel matzui. That which the wealthy people have these animals in their house, that's not called matzui. Now, important note over here, 123, the simple understanding of this Mishabura is that not found means it's not found by most people. I mean, it has to be the majority of the people have this animal. So the post can point out in note 123, the beer dvarav kosa the minchas yitzchok she'en kavanoso shetzorich rov mamish. It doesn't mean most of the people in your neighbor have to have that animal. Ela kavanoso, the intention is she'yu abehemos mitzuyos etzel stam bnei adam. It just means, as opposed to only the wealthy people having these animals, regular people also have the animals. V'chein mashma misod dvarav. That is clear. The mashmalos of the mishabura. If you read the whole line together, shekosav, because the mishabura wrote afterwards, shem habehemos mitzuyos etzel anoshim ashirim bilvadav. It's only found by the wealthy. So ein nechshavos kmitzuyos. That's not considered found. Umashma. The implication is she'nimtzos gamet zalachirim. It's also found by others. Nechshavos hein kmitzuyos. That's considered found. V'ein din ma'acholon. And their food is not mukzah. So if you read the Mishabura again, it's if katan kuf yates, he's saying if it's not mitzuyim, it's a robe in the adam, meaning it's not found by regular people, so then that's going to be a problem. Umada ashirim megadim, so the fact that only wealthy people have them, then Lonel Shemotzer, that's not considered found. It has to be found by regular, average people, not only by the Ashirim. But it does not need to be that it is found by Rov Bnei Adam, which is the Lashon of Mishnah Berurah. That's not what he means, says the Minchas Yitzchak. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Vaitis of Kodan Kuv Chav. The Rama said, according to this, so bones that are fit for dogs that were cleared off in the bus before Shabbos are mutter in our area, Ratzalomar. Lefi mashin is ba'er, according to what was explained in the Mechaber, shekishu roi l'chayav ofa mitzuyim, if you have something that is fit for the animals or birds that are found, av she'ein lo me'oso hamin, even if you don't have that animal, mutter l'taltel, you are allowed to move it. So gam b'zem mutter l'taltel, so these bones that are fit for dogs in the area of the Ramah or in our area would also be mutter. Sivkotan kufchof aleph me'er Shabbos. Now, the Rama said, if the bones were cleared off from the meat from before Shabbos, Zokta Mishabura, Vikol Shekanim, the Sparku B'Shabbos. Certainly, if the bones were cleared off of the meat on Shabbos, it's going to be Mutter. Dahaya Ome B'Knisa Shabbos L'Achilas Adam. Because then when Shabbos came in, it was Mutter, and it was Omeid for a person to eat it, because there was Basar on the bones. The Bevadai Mutter L'Tata, then for sure you can move it. The im ain klovim mitzuyim ba'osel makom, but if dogs are not found in your area, sagam ba'ofen ze osel taltal, then even in that case, he would not be allowed to move it. Now there's an interesting note over here, note number 124, points out a little bit of a stira between the Mishaburu over here and Kuf Chaf Aleph and the first Mishaburu we saw tonight in Sivkoton Kuf Yud. Here he says, kol shekein if the basar came off the bones on Shabbos. Meaning it's better if the meat came off the bones on Shabbos, it's more of a reason why it should be mutter, because when Shabbos came in, the meat was on the bones, it was fit for people, so that's certainly going to be okay. The first Mishnah Berurah said the kol shekein the opposite way. We said, kol shekein in the sparkum mi bodyom. If it's mutter when it came off on Shabbos, certainly it's mutter if it came off before Shabbos. So that seems to be a shtikl stira. That is pointed out in 124. Umnam le'el kosav, sheyosir mistaber lahatrikish esparku atzamos me'abasa bi'erer Shabbos. There, the Mishnah Berurah said that it's more logical it should be mutter if it was clear off from before Shabbos. Here he's saying it's more logical that it should be mutter if it was clear off from the basar on Shabbos. Says the Mechaber Vayter Sif Lamed. Garinei Tmarim, date pits. B'mokom shema'achilim osam lebehema, in a place where they feed these pits to the animals, mutter l'tatl, and you're allowed to move them. The Adam Choshev Tzorach Lahachmir al Atzmo Shalol Latatlam Eleder Shinui. And Adam Choshev should be Machmir on himself not to move these Garinei Tmarim without using some kind of change, without using a Shinui. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Kuf Chapez. The Mokom, so he said in a place where they feed these pits to animals, their mutter. Ava Mokom She'ein Derech La'achilam Lebehema, but in a place where they don't feed these pits to animals, Osir L'taltlam, you're not allowed to move them, Af Agav D'chazu Lebehema, even though they are fit for animals, but if they're not normally fed to the animals, it's not the Derech, they're Mukza. Sifkot N'kuf Lav Gimel, we said, a person that is Choshev has to be Machmer to use a Shinui. Hatan, the reason is, Mishum Diyesh Mekomos She'ein Ma'achilim Osu Ma'afil L'Behema. There are places where they're not feeding date pits to animals. V'gamde Lo Chazu L'Behema Rak Al Yediyat Chak. And also there are times that they're only fit for animals in a pressing situation. V'alkein Adam Choshev Tzara L'Hachmer. Therefore, Adam Choshev should view them like Muktzah and Yishim Achmer on himself. And he should only move them there. Shinui Sefkot Nekuf Chav Dalet. Kegon L'Zarkam B'Lashono, for example. If he puts a date into his mouth, he should spit it out with his tongue. He shouldn't take it into his hands. O L'Taltlon Agav Apas. So he should move the pits. Agav the bread, but not holding on to the pits directly. We'll stop here and continue Mitzvah Shem tomorrow with Sif Lamed Aleph.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekayemus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.